Good morning, and thanks for tuning in to KRBD. I'm Maria Dudzak, and KRBD has a new reporter, and we are going to introduce her to you this morning, and you'll be seeing her around town and hearing her voice on the airwaves. Joining us is Emily Files. Good morning,
Hello.
Emily.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, and should also point out to people we're going to be training Emily on Morning Edition, so you will be hearing her next week.
Yes.
All right. So, Emily, tell folks a bit about yourself. What is your background in journalism?
Sure. Well, I studied journalism at Emerson College in Boston, and I just graduated in December. And while I was there, I interned at the Boston Globe and NPR in D.C. last summer. And I interned at the show The World, which is produced out of Boston, last semester. So I've got some print and some radio, and I decided that I really want to stick with radio for now, so I'm excited to be here.
And we do carry a lot of those shows. What was it like interning at NPR? What types of things did you do?
It was great. It was really nice to meet all the people that you hear on the air every day. Scott Simon and Rachel Martin at Weekend Edition. And I got to meet Steve Inskeep, who's one of the hosts of Morning Edition, which was very cool. Everyone there is great to work with, and they had just moved into a new building, so it was just a really great work environment, and you really learn how to do very meticulous audio editing, so it really improved my radio editing skills.
And did you mostly edit stories, write stories? What types of things did you do?
I was helping with the production side of things, so I was helping book guests, pitch ideas of who to interview on air, and then I was also doing some audio editing for the interviews that we played.
And I'm sure we can learn something from you with respect to audio editing. And what type of work did you do at The World?
So at The World, I got to do a little bit more reporting. So while I was there, I started out doing a lot of producing, helping with the interviews that they had on the show that day. But as I was there for longer, I got to do reporting, so I was able to do 4 stories while I was there about various things. One of them was about a Marvel Comics' first Muslim female superhero, which was very cool. And then I also got to report on a Syrian refugee who was living in Boston, and a couple other things. So that was great to get to do some stories for The World. It was a dream come true.
And what inspired you to come to Ketchikan, Alaska?
Well, I decided I really wanted to do reporting, and I wanted to do radio, and there was an opening here, and I figured Alaska would be quite an adventure, and I would get to be doing exactly what I wanted to do, so here I am.
And where are you coming here from?
I'm from the Chicago area, from Oak Park, which is right outside of Chicago. It's where the architect Frank Lloyd Wright actually lived for a long time. So he has a home and studio there, and I used to give tours there. Chicago area and then Boston, and now I'm here.
And what are there any, I guess, certain stories that interest you in particular, things that you're hoping to be able to do while you're here as a reporter?
I'm interested in human interest stories. I love hearing people's stories and getting really personal, zooming in on one person or one family, one group of people, and finding out what happens with them that might be interesting for the whole community. I'm excited to report on the schools here. I'm excited to report on the just who the people in Ketchikan are. I'm excited to meet everyone and to learn about what the people in Ketchikan are like and what this community is like.
And outside of the reporting end of things, are there things in Ketchikan you look forward to doing, maybe in a social way, in certain interests?
Yeah, well, I haven't gotten to do much hiking the past few years because I've been in pretty urban areas, and I've heard the hiking here is amazing, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. And then when summer comes around, I'm looking forward to exploring the town more and getting to know I've heard that the population increases a lot, goes from around 8,000 to 15,000. So
when the cruise ships come in, it doubles the population essentially.
Yeah, I'm interested to see that change happen. But I'm also happy that I got here in the winter when things are a little bit slowed down and everyone who's here are the people who have maybe been living here for a long time. So I'm excited to do more outdoorsy things and just learn about a place that's completely different from anywhere that I've lived before.
Okay, great. Well, welcome to you, and thanks for being here. And as I said, Emily will be filling in for Morning Edition next week, so she can hone those skills, and I can use up some leave, I guess, is essentially the reason. Again, yeah, just started yesterday, so can't say how many impressions you have yet, but we'll check back with you.
All right, great.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Again, Emily Files, she is the new reporter here at KRBD, and you will be seeing her around town. I'm sure she'll be interviewing many of you.